It's happening, guys. Big Daddy Sitch is back in the building with my beautiful pregnant wife, Lauren's, bringing you guys another episode of Here's the Sitch.
Oh my goodness. He just discussed that I was pregnant for the first time on this podcast. We are very excited. We announced it. When did we announce it? Last week?
A couple days ago, actually. I think it was the day before Thursday we announced it. It was everywhere.
You know what? I'm a little COVID fatigued, so I don't even know what day it is. I don't know when we announced it. I don't know how long it's been.
You have pregnancy brains?
I definitely have pregnancy brain in combination with 2020. It's just, I have to check my calendar and my phone for everything. Like normally uh-huh. my brain operates well, uh-huh. but lately my husband will like, we do a lot of different projects together.
Oh
Here's
my God.
The Sitch
Hilarious.
Podcast being one of them. But so when we're together, you know, there's not a start and end time to our workday.
24/7.
It's a little double-edged sword if you at certain times.
I feel like you could have had that way though.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's a good thing, I think. But sometimes when we're in bed, he'll like ramble off things, ask me things.
Are you going to tell me the story about last night, which was hilarious?
No, but I don't even know what you're talking about. But usually I can answer them with like maybe an 85 to 90% accurate response.
Yeah.
Because I handle a lot of numbers and a lot of things on the computer. Like he doesn't do electronics.
You're so. Logistics.
Yeah, I'm like logistics and execution, mm-hmm. and he kind of just like, tells me what to do.
But I'm also like creativity, and I'm also the captain of the boat. But, which we've mentioned many times, we don't mind at all if any one of us check each other. You know, because I think that's how a good relationship balances off, knowing that you might not always be right. And if my wife checks me, I'm going to have to self-evaluate what's happening or why I said that. Was it warranted? And, you know, she does the same too.
Well, also, so, you know, he asked me something last night.
Yeah.
And I just had to tell him, listen, and he's been doing this a lot lately because
we have a lot of things going on.
Yeah,
too.
And there's a lot of things going on. So I'm like, listen, I have no freaking idea what the answer to that question is. Well, like, I have a 0% chance of getting this guesstimate right. So just don't ask me. You're going to have to ask me when I'm in my office looking at paperwork and receipts and reviewing information because I have no clue.
Well, what were you doing last? What show, as my wife was binge watching her favorite show last night, I think it was the season finale of HBO Max's Undoing, which was pretty fire. I actually enjoyed that show.
Yeah, he's not allowed to talk during that show.
What she said.
And he decided to get off his phone like at maybe 30 minutes into the finale and start talking to me about business. And I'm like, no, you're not invested. I've been invested for weeks. I've been invested for the past 30 minutes. You need to not talk for the remainder of the show.
Now let's talk about that show last night. It was a good show, honey, and that's one of your favorites. I don't want to, you know, do any spoilers just in case anyone did not see it, but it's actually one of the shows we have been binge watching the past couple weeks. HBO Max's The Undoing was actually pretty good, right?
I thought it was great. I miss shows like that. I feel like shows are not. A lot of work went into that show, like writing, creativity, yeah. mm-hmm. the acting ability, like the level of professionalism that they had involved behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, writing it, producing it. Like, it's just incredible. And I know it takes a lot of money to do stuff like that, but I felt very privileged to watch a show that good mm-hmm. from the comfort of our own bed every week. Instead of, it's almost like film quality, like really epically great films, uh-huh. but every week in your
I
bed.
Also think that we were that much more excited because, like all of us, we're on quarantine. So when a new show comes out, like you're hyped.
It's a big thing.
It's a big thing.
It's a big thing when you find a show that you love that is that good. You don't want to say goodbye
We were excited. Every Sunday it would come out at, was it 9 or 10 p.m., right, honey?
Yeah, 9. I think that the finale was great. We will not do spoilers because I hate when people do spoilers. But I will say part of it was sad to me because the show was ending.
Well, also, I have to ask you, honey, have you heard, my friends are texting in group chat and they're lit right now, about a new show on Hulu called The Teacher. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay, it's something that we might have to get to.
Is it scary or good?
I don't think it's scary. I think it's a little, what's the word? There's a lot of sexuals in it, I think. I think that's what my friends are saying. It's very...
The Teacher?
The teacher, yeah. Okay. I could only surmise, but we're going to have to check it out.
Listen, I usually only go to Hulu for Handmaids, and I'm really missing Handmaids. Like quarantine would be such a great time to have a new season of Handmaids. Like,
well, speaking of Handmaids, she did a great job on Invisible Man. We also enjoyed...
Oh, she's great on anything.
She did great on Invisible Man, which was a movie about an invisible man. And the invisible man pretty much terrorizes his wife, and she eventually gets her revenge.
Yeah, so we've been watching lots of movies and TV during quarantine.
Well, speaking of quarantine, we are still in sort of quarantine, guys. The numbers are starting to go up. I always like to do a little bit of a current events. And Thanksgiving has just passed. We are very grateful to be healthy and happy. We actually quarantined, guys, for Thanksgiving this past week. We just wanted to just stay a little extra more careful, I think, because numbers were going up in New Jersey. My wife is pregnant, and we just wanted to be extra careful.
Yeah, I'm really over the COVID.
I know.
And honestly,
I've COVID fatigues.
We get tested so often for work.
Three times last week.
We have to. Well, that's because we thought there was an incident, so yeah. That was extra. I think it was four times last week because one night they did two different tests.
Yep.
They did a rapid and a send out.
Yep.
So we're just being overly cautious, and because of our job, it's in order to work, everyone has to pass these COVID tests, and if you don't, then work gets shut down. So we've just been trying to do the right thing with that. But I will say there's like so many different companies that do these COVID tests. Yep. And one that we're not using anymore, but that we used earlier in the year, has been spamming my phone
all day.
Are you getting those?
In my email, yeah.
I just got another one. Like, I get, it's one thing to get maybe one a week. Mm-hmm. I get multiple a day from them about getting checked.
It is the times that we're in. And I could have sworn it just saw on the internet. Vinny told me. He's bi-coastal now. He said he's coming back to the East Coast. They're shutting down LA, and he's on his way back to the East Coast.
Well, it's not much better here right now.
I know. I think it's a little worse in the West Coast, though, I think.
I don't know.
I mean, the numbers just keep going up. It's very wild. Speaking of good news, the wife is now 14 weeks pregnant, and we're very excited and very grateful. In my opinion, she's had a fairly smooth first trimester going into the second. But this baby only loves pasta and pizza, obviously, because anytime she eats anything else, she gets sick. So go figure, guys. Yeah. We have an Italian baby on the in the building.
I think it's hilarious that it's from his perspective that I've had a very easy first trimester because he's not the one growing and carrying a baby.
Yep.
So he has no idea. He actually has a good idea because he's been with me quarantined and he's been doing everything that I ask for and need.
Facts.
And dealing with a nauseous, hormonal,
pregnant
wife that wouldn't cook for the first 3 months.
It's not easy.
So, good news is I'm in the second trimester.
And you're starting to cook more.
I've cooked, I think, 3 nights in a row at this point.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm cooking great meals. I still can't eat when I'm cooking, but I can at least tolerate the look and the smell of the meat to the point where I could cook it. Like, the first trimester, I couldn't look at it. I couldn't smell it. I couldn't be in the same room as the meat. It was a problem. So, things are getting better. It definitely has not been bad, but it's been an adjustment for sure.
Well, speaking of cooking, I am hoping that you can make your world famous romance cookies very soon. You make them every holiday year, and I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I'm going to make those.
We might have to post the...
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I can't do
it's
it,
It's like
guys.
A secret family
Secret family recipe.
I will share it one day, but I think it's such a special, meaningful recipe to me. Mm-hmm. It's my grandmother's recipe. And I definitely will share it, but I think it needs to be in the right context. So like when we eventually come out with a cookbook or like a baking book or holiday, like we do so much in the food space on our YouTube. I feel like it's a natural progression down the road. So when that time comes, like that's where I'll share it. I'm not just going to like throw it up on Instagram.
Yeah, well, here is a huge announcement, and to be honest, we've had some pretty big announcements the past couple of weeks. We had the premiere of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. The ratings were awesome. Thank you guys so much. We're very grateful for your support. The week after that, the wife came through the building and said she's having a baby situation. That was awesome. Now, this week, guys, you'll see on my social medias right now, I am 5 years clean and sober. I'm so excited to announce this right now. It's a really big milestone for myself, my wife, and our family.
I'm so proud of you, honey, and I'm most especially proud of all the work that you've put in and how long, like how much you fought for this. And yeah. I think that it was such an amazing thing. I think you guys will be able to see what I'm talking about right now, but he recently, because he works with Banyan Treatment Center, so he recently attended. Well,
both of us do.
Yeah, we both work with him, but I stayed home because I'm pregnant and everyone didn't know yet and I didn't want to travel. So he went on his own a few weeks ago and I stayed back and they probably were like, why isn't she coming? But yeah. I was pregnant, so I couldn't really be in a car for 2 hours. It wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, that footage, I believe, is going to be used for Jersey Shore Family Vacation in a couple months. But for social media purposes, we are posting that I'm 5 years clean and sober. And also mentioning Banyan Treatment Centers, we've also been recovery advocates for them for well over a year, which is such an awesome accomplishment for both myself and my wife. We go to the facilities, which Banyan Treatment Centers has. Is it over 11 now or is it 12, honey? Centers that Banyan Treatment has?
That's another thing that I can't.
All right. All right. They're over 11, I believe. And all over the country. Top-notch facility. We go to all their facilities. We tour them. We meet the clients. And I share my experience, strength, and hope. And we let people out there know that the comeback is always greater than setback. This work right here, which is called service work, guys, it's one of the most rewarding work that I've ever done in my life for both myself and my wife. And we are celebrating big time because Big Daddy Sitch is in the building with 5 years clean and sober. It was definitely a tough climb, but the best view comes from the hardest climb, right, honey?
Yeah.
Because you also climbed it with me.
Yeah, I know. I'm weathered a bit from it.
So did Mosey. Mosey did too.
That's why Mosey gets stuffed animals on auto ship.
Yeah, we just ordered him, I think, about three.
Yeah, they quantity limited me. Oh my God.
On Amazon. We're going to have to hit them up. we just ordered him some early Christmas gifts because this man has been an A1 since day one and has supported us and the family, has been our rock. And we all know the best therapist is furry with four legs.
Yes. And it was very touching how Banyan honored you
when you did that
visit with them. So I'm really excited for you guys to get to see that footage.
They surprised me.
Because it was really special. And I could see, I wasn't there, but I saw the footage of it. And I saw the expression on Mike's face. And it just was like, honestly, I could put his reaction into words of how like powerful it was. I could just see how like he couldn't even believe that he made it here and accomplished as much as he has in 5 years. And 5 years is a long time.
It's a big accomplishment.
And to the next 5 years and just moving forward. And I'm so proud of you.
Oh my God. Thank you, honey, so much. It really was awesome for me. So just to let our fans and subscribers out there know to hit us up, guys. Honey, do you have the number to let the fans and the subscribers hit us up and let them know about stories that they have overcome, and maybe we can feature them on Here's the Sitch podcast
with Mike and Lawrence. Yeah, we love hearing all of that. So call us at 732-898-0414, 732-898-0414. That is the Here's the Sitch hotline. So I have this friend who lately told me their work schedule has been super hectic and they've been noticing that they were starting to really get worn out and have that burnout feeling. Even when they're working out and keeping up with meditations and everything, they're still feeling so stressed. But lately, she found something really different and I wanted to share that with you because she shared it with me and it has helped me in the past. She told me that she was recommended to a superdose with magnesium. You see, magnesium is the fourth most abundant mineral in the human body. Since this nutrient is responsible for 300 to 600 different biochemical reactions in the body, including metabolism, which is super important. When your levels are low, you struggle with sleep, energy, metabolism, pain, and stress. Like, that is not a good situation at all. You can get magnesium from certain foods like black beans, nuts, avocados, spinach, and many more. But if you really want to make sure you get enough magnesium for what your body needs, I recommend using a supplement in addition to these foods. Now, before you go and research magnesium supplements, you need to know this. Most magnesium supplements fail to help you beat stress for two main reasons. They are synthetic, unnatural, not recognized by your body, and they're not full spectrum, meaning they don't have all seven forms you need. Yes, that's seven forms. So today I want to introduce you to the best magnesium supplement I've found. It's the most potent, complete, first full spectrum magnesium formula ever created. It's called Magnesium Breakthrough. Magnesium Breakthrough is a complete formula that includes naturally derived forms of all seven forms of supplemental magnesium and doesn't contain any synthetic additives or preservatives. That is a clean, healthy situation. Many notice a sense of calm, relaxation as their nervous system and stress levels are soothed, and better sleep is often observed within the first week if used daily as instructed. Within 3 to 5 weeks, most people experience a level of peace and serenity that they haven't felt in a very long time. I highly recommend trying Magnesium Breakthrough for at least 30 days and see how it'll make a difference in your mood and stress levels. Of course, if you are pregnant or nursing, make sure you consult your doctor or physician before adding any supplement to your regimen. Today, you can get 10% off with a special Here's the Sitch coupon code when you visit biooptimizers.com/situation and enter code SITUATION10. That's BIOPTIMIZERS/SITUATION and use coupon code SITUATION10. Once again, that's biooptimizers.com/situation and coupon code SITUATION10. Check it out. You are going to love Magnesium Breakthrough.
Back to something a little bit more, I guess, lighthearted, although my story is very lighthearted and very inspirational. Honey, what did you think about the first, I think it's the 3 episodes of Jersey Shore? I'm very proud of that whole series, and I'm excited to hear your feedback, honey.
I thought they were really good. I think that they did a great job at telling the story of COVID and mm-hmm. how everything went down. I think a lot of shows were faced with having to address that. It's mm-hmm. like the elephant in the room. You can't ignore it. So you have to kind of feature it in some way. Mm-hmm. So I think they did a really great job at that. And I think they did a great job at balancing the drama with the lighthearted funniness. Because listen, drama is always there. Drama is there in real life, unfortunately, and then drama is, of course, there in reality shows. But it's the funny, like, lighthearted laughter and those relationships where you just, like, laugh with each other at the TV that I think really make the show. And I saw a lot of that on Twitter. Like, I saw so many people tweeting and saying they were literally laughing out loud, like, with the guys mm-hmm. and with everything that was going on. And I thought it was great.
I did too. And I think,
America
needed this.
Yeah. Before my pregnancy brain forgets. Also, I really, really loved watching last week's episode because that week I was pregnant, but I didn't know it yet.
Yep.
So I really liked watching that one.
Me too. You know, I really like how we stay in our own lane and we run our own race. We didn't even know that we were pregnant. And Dina was a little reluctant to share her good news because she was pregnant. And I was like, you know what? Like, it was really great for us because we supported our friend, you know, wholeheartedly. And that's what we do, you know what I mean? And when you support others in a wholehearted way, I feel that, you know, good things happen on its own time. Everything happens for a reason, I guess, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in my 30s, so, and I've worked on myself significantly. So I think that that's why I come from the point of view that I do come from. But I think you know, a lot of people, like Dina, for example, was nervous about sharing it because she knows that we were trying and everything we went through. And then we also have another friend. I have two other friends, actually, that are not on the show, but that I'm very close to that are pregnant right now as well. And a few weeks ahead of me. One's a few months ahead of me. One's like 3 weeks ahead of me. And they both, or mainly one of them, was nervous to tell me. So she let me find out through her social media announcement, which was fine. But I think that the way I come from it is I'm nothing but happy for everybody. Facts. And no one's, like, that's a blessing. That's the mm-hmm. biggest blessing that mm-hmm. you can have in your life yep. to me. So for someone that I care about to share that blessing with me and that news, I'd be nothing but happy for them. And I think that that's just a maturity and growth level
yep, I
of
agree.
Where I am. Mm-hmm. Because I think if you're in the mentality, which is natural, you have to yep. grow through it.
I agree.
I've gone through that in the past, mm-hmm. but I'm nowhere near that now. So if you ever get that feeling of, oh, why isn't it me? Oh, I wish that was me. Like, guess what? You're not ready because your maturity level is not there. Mm-hmm. And you kind of have to go around that mountain and be appreciative mm-hmm. for the people you care about and their blessings and know that no one's blessing is going to take the place of
yep,
yours.
Yep.
Oh. That's like thinking that you can't be successful in business because someone else is successful. Mm-hmm. Like, there's room for everybody. And that's just the way it is with everything. So I was really happy that everyone shared their news with us.
I know. Well, listen, I want to share this news. Big shout out to Lauren's in the building because this past week, Jersey Shore gave my wife a shot to do some interviews, which is a very big step on our show. And I really think that you did great. It means that they're just going to feature you, more during the show, which is very special. I'm very proud of you, honey.
Thank you, honey. Yeah, that was kind of like a secret. I filmed so many interviews for the whole season.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if they were going to use it. They were like, we're thinking about it. We have to, because you never know how it's going to get put
together. Exactly. And you didn't feel either way. You were like, honey, I guess they're not using the footage when we watched the first premiere. And I was like, all right, honey, maybe next season, you know?
Yeah.
And then sure enough, the third episode, which was the second week, they rolled out your interviews and it said Lauren's. And I was like, it reflected our growth because when they didn't feature you in your interviews the first episode or two, we were just like happy for the show. We were like, oh, I guess maybe next season. I guess my wife's like, yeah, they had me do all that work, but they didn't feature me. I'm like, maybe next year.
Yeah.
But sure enough, you know, all good things to those that wait, I guess.
Yeah. And that's like the work part of the show that people don't realize when you're doing interviews because you're like sitting in a chair for like 5 hours and you're rehashing everything you filmed. Sometimes it takes like a week to catch up, you know, sometimes it's from a month ago, sometimes it's from yesterday, but that's like the work part of the work, I would say. So I felt like I was officially a part of the fam when they involved me in that, and I was really excited. So I love that they did share it, and hopefully they will continue to share the interviews throughout the season. And you'll get to see my perspective, because I think my perspective also is very unique compared to everyone else on the show. Mm-hmm. And I'm a pretty strong character person on my own. So I think that it's going to do pretty well.
I agree. I just think for many seasons, you've done such a great supporting role and being there for myself, being there for cast, you know, building relationships the right way. And eventually, you know, Jersey Shore decided to give you a shot and put you more on the show, which is really great. You know, you did it the right way.
Yes, I'm very grateful. And I'm excited because it just means that I get to continue to work with my husband and with our best friends that are family members to us. So it just makes that bond that much more special. So thank you, Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Our family is very excited. And like I said, I was pregnant last week's episode and didn't know it yet. So you want to keep watching because things get crazy.
Yeah.
things get crazy this season.
I totally agree, honey. This season, it just had so much, you know, there was just so much going on when you thought that, you know, there really wasn't going to be much going on because of COVID and lockdowns and everything. And you put us all under one roof. And that dynamic is really special. I say it all the time. These guys are really, really good at their job. Every single one of them, they just bring that, you know, special dynamic to the group. And at the end of the day, guys, by themselves, they're just awesome, you know? And I've known these guys for over 11 years. They're not just friends, they're family now. But you know, they're very, very good in front of the camera. And it just shows that, like I said, 11 years later, which I believe this week, actually, honey, is our 11-year yeah. anniversary
yep.
to Jersey Shore.
That's crazy. I'm very proud of you. That's 11 years?
Yes, it is our 11th year anniversary this week, which is very, very exciting. I think that we are about approaching 150 episodes of TV, which I think once you get to 200, that's like serious milestones. I think that's like syndication
yeah, that's
right
crazy.
There. So hopefully we get to 200. I think there's a lot of story to tell. You know, Paulie is now taken. Paulie, Ronnie technically was single Ronnie in the beginning of the season. But as you can see on social medias right now, he is back to taken Ronnie. And to be honest, he has been stable, Ronnie, which he's been making good decisions. His hair is straight. He's doing well. Now we have, I think Vinny is just single Vinny, and he is technically bi-coastal Vinny, because we all seen on social media that he has moved to the West Coast and he is bi-coastal Vinny. But there's, like I said, there's a lot of story to tell. You know, you never know if Vinny's going to settle down, how, you know, what's happening with Paulie and his relationship. Same with Ronnie. I think I thought about this the other day. I'm the first guy out of the group to get married, right, honey?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. So listen, there could be some more weddings in the future, maybe some more babies. Obviously, the situations here have just announced that our family's getting bigger and we have a baby situation coming. So I'm very excited to take on that role as a father, which I believe I've always wanted. So
it's a lot happening.
There is just a lot happening, guys. So tune in to Jersey Shore Family Vacation every Thursday, 8, 7 Central, only on MTV. And, honey, back to Here's the Sitch podcast. Hit him with that number one more time again, honey, so that any of the fans and subscribers want to hit us up and let them know our story or how they feel about the new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
Our Here's the Sitch podcast hotline is 732-898-0414.
Well, guys, how was your holiday this past weekend? I'll be honest with you. I took off from the gym. We were quarantining this week. And I'll be honest with you. I feel like today's the beginning of the week. I have to get back on track with my vitamins, my supplementation, Brotrition in the building. I actually today, I did fasted cardio today. And already worked out once. And after this podcast, I'm going to back to the gym to work out weights for the second time. I'm trying to, you know, start my week off right. Because a couple weeks down the in the future, guys, there's going to be Christmas and New Year's. So it's even more holidays, holiday cookies, and possible bad eating in the future. So I have to try to combat that.
It's so weird because I don't really leave the house anymore. So I don't really... I feel like Christmas snuck up on us. Even though I did decorate already for Christmas, I haven't like shopped, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like half of our mall, I'll never go to the mall again, but half of our mall is like closed stores.
Facts.
Anyway.
Weren't you?
So it's like, where do you, like, I haven't been out to like even be like, oh, let me get this for this person. I mean, I mainly online shop anyway.
Weren't you doing that last night or the day before for, was it Black Friday? And
I was trying to, Cyber but Monday. Some of the things by the time I got to the site were sold out and I was like, forget this. And I didn't do much. So I need to just continue.
Well, speaking of online shopping, I have to just put this in there that the Sitch store is killing the game right now, guys. That is thesituationsplural store.com. And on Instagram, honey, what is the tag on Instagram?
At the Sitch store.
Yes. We're just killing the game. Who would have thought that 11 years later that I would actually own my own t-shirt shop with my wife? And it would be thriving. So, honey, back to holiday shopping. Obviously, we're not going to be doing any in-person shopping, I don't think. I think we're going to have to do most of our shopping online.
Yeah.
Which is a call for the times, right?
Yeah. I'm all about online shopping. I like the convenience.
Mm-hmm.
But something about the holiday time of year, something about Christmas time, it's just always nice to go into, like, the beautifully decorated stores, like the big department stores and, like, feel the soft, furry, like,
yep.
you know, scarves and like that kind of stuff. So I just feel like I'm not prepared fully for Christmas, but I'll have to just get my shopping done online.
Yeah, I don't think
virtually.
I don't think I'm prepared for Christmas either. I mean, listen, Thanksgiving just finished And it was definitely a weird sort of celebration for us because we quarantined and family sort of sent food to our house. I feel that we're just going to, I'm just going to just take it one day at a time, honey. I have to be present, you know? That's how I do it.
Yeah.
My wife is giving me the signal to hurry up for something I just said, and now she is not saying anything. So obviously, this is a very, very similar story to last night, guys, and I have to. The story was I said to you, honey, and you were laying in bed watching your favorite show, The Undoing, and I said, honey, do you know what we have to do tomorrow? And you said, of course I know. And I was like, okay, fine, honey. I said, you know, tell me what that is. She goes, I have to pay bills. I go, no, honey. No, we have to do the podcast tomorrow. I said, do you see how ironic that is that you kind of yell at me in this?
No, there was just no talking allowed during that 1 hour. Like 1 hour. Just 1 hour of no talking.
But you see how that could be a situation for me to be like, honey, guess what we have to do tomorrow?
Listen, it's hormonal.
Do not speak to me right now.
The hormones are the good excuse these days, I have to say. But they're real. The hormones are real. Like, I'm definitely, not only is my brain checked out of most things, like I can't compute and I can't answer things without having the answer in front of me. Like, I need to look at records and stuff. But I also, I already lost my train of thought.
Wow, guys, that is an example right there of pregnancy brain, and
you can't
there
remember
you have
the
it.
Half the sentence.
Well, to be, I have to give it up, honey, because this whole podcast, we've been doing this for about 30 minutes. I have a stopwatch. You've done fairly well compared to other projects.
Well, the other thing
they haven't been easy during pregnancy. I will admit that anything other than being pregnant tends to be difficult.
Well, I think that I don't need to do anything else other than that right
facts,
now. I am
facts.
Growing a human being.
Facts.
I make him watch the weekly updates where it shows like what part of the body is being grown. And like, I'm literally growing like a liver and a heart and a brain. And like this week, the intestines went into the baby.
Oh my goodness.
From the umbilical cord. So like, yeah, I'm growing like a whole human.
Speaking of
a whole human. So that's all I need
human.
To do right now.
Team boy or team girl?
So our paperwork is in. We didn't look at it.
Yep, it was in an email. And to be honest with you, me and my wife didn't look at it.
I don't know how.
My mother was like, how are you guys not looking at that? I go, Mom, I'm 5 years clean and sober. I said, you know, my willpower is strong as fuck, you know?
Yeah.
So
same. Like, yeah. Listen, there's plenty of trolls and things on social media that I don't look at either. So like, I feel like I have some kind of... I'm able to like not look at things if I don't need to.
I also think that we're busy most of the time. You know,
I am too busy.
We're running a thriving t-shirt store, which is really funny for me to even say that, but we are. The t-shirt store is doing awesome. We just launched a nutritional company, which is both me and my wife. We started it with another partner, and that is called Brotrition.com. And I know we said last week we had just launched that, which offers protein, which is protein. It's very on brand. We also provide pre-workout, fat burners, and BCAAs. And I'm actually very excited because this morning they texted me and said the Funfetti's protein was sold out. And I was like, wow, that's so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So Funfetti's was our number one bestseller since we launched.
It really
about
tastes
a week
good.
Ago. It tastes delicious.
It does.
I think it's the first Funfetti's flavor on the market for protein powder. So I think that was very innovative of you, and everybody loves it. So we're restocking it as soon as we possibly can. We are going to put up a pre-order option on Brotrition.com so that you can still order it, but it will ship at a later date once we get it back in stock. But yeah, I mean, Funfetti's is killing it.
We also just launched three new flavors of BCAAs. And I'm about to pull them up right now so that, it's very cool. I tasted them this past weekend, which is peachy mango.
Ooh.
I had a taste test this past weekend with like 10 different flavors
he
out.
Sure did. Cause I found the powder all over the counter afterwards.
Yep. We also have watermelon BCAAs and I believe the, sour apple, which was great. So we're very excited to get the BCAAs back in stock. And we're just very grateful. You know, the holidays are coming and, we're going to try to stay, present.
Yes. And there's so much happening. I also launched a little mini.
Yes.
My first, yes. I call it my cozy winter collection because I'm all about being cozy at home these days. So it is like a cute sweat outfit collection.
My wife just kills me in sales. I've been in this business for 11 years, guys, and I've been, you know, doing awesome, obviously. But I'll be honest with you, my wife, every night we go over the sales for my brands. You know, obviously we share the sit shop and then we do her brand and she always kills me. She does. And I'm just like, and another thing, she just started a new Instagram for a baby situation and that guy's already got like almost 100,000 followers. It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't even post him. Well, it's not a him. We just call it him because it naturally sounds better, but we don't know what it is. So that's not a telling sign. We actually don't know. But yeah, that Instagram, I feel like could have even been bigger because I posted it like after the announcement. Because at first I was like, I don't want to do it. Like I wanted to make a separate Instagram to follow my pregnancy journey because I know when you're pregnant or trying to get pregnant or going through fertility treatments or anything like that, you want to just be surrounded by stories and progress and questions and like a community. And I have 1.2 million people on my personal IG. But guess what? Those 1.2 million women or men may not be going through pregnancy right now. They may not want to see every second of it.
Maybe not.
So I figured I'm going to make a separate one so that I can share everything there. And it'll be like a community and a forum of it. And then also when the baby's here, I can post all the baby pictures there so that it literally becomes the baby's little, like a time capsule of all of their photos.
This guy, as soon as he gets out, he's going to be advertising flat tummy tea. Because this guy is going to have like 100,000 followers and he's going to be an influencer as soon as he gets out. Speaking of announcements, we did announce on Instagram this past week. And it was almost like a record-breaking post for me, which it seems the streets are rooting for us because our pregnancy announcement got almost 1 million likes. That's a lot of likes for us. And I don't really like to discuss that, but it just was just overwhelmingly high. Actually, I think it's almost 970,000 likes for our pregnancy announcement, which really, you know, puts us in our feels.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty impressive. You guys are the love that you shared for us.
We're so grateful for you guys.
The amount of people that commented and said that they've prayed for us, like, that was the most amazing things I've ever read when strangers are praying for you because that's the most powerful thing that I do in my life or that I do for people I care about and love. So when somebody I don't know is saying that they've prayed for me and my family, like, that's the most powerful thing you can tell me. So I was very emotional over all of the feedback and the support from everybody. Baby, if you want to follow the pregnancy journey, like, for example, I posted my first baby bump picture, which it's not a bump yet, but you want to show the progress. Yep. But I posted it on the Instagram for the baby. So it's at its baby situation. And that will have all of like the pregnancy stuff because that will be pregnancy land. That's where everyone wants to see it. And that's what it is. And then also the cozy collection I made is on my website, lsxlauren.com. The X means buy. So it's lsbylauren.com. And I made my favorite life mantra, my staple sweatshirt. And it says manifest that shit. And then the shit is like has a star in it. So it doesn't really show that it's a curse word because I don't like to curse. But it's manifest that. So like literally to just create your own life and put that energy out there of what you want. We made it in 4 different colors. I love all of them. And then I also made all astrology sign sets. So I have like a Capricorn hoodie and matching Capricorn sweatpants. And I did that for every astrology sign.
Well, that's...
They're great gifting items.
I gotta give it to you because you didn't even...
And they're really cozy.
You didn't even mention this particular venture as when it comes to creativity. And guys, in our family, I am known...
What do you mean I didn't mention?
You didn't say, honey, should I do astrology signs? Because I would have told...
Oh, no, because I don't need your opinion when it comes to fashion.
Well,
and that's where I know what I'm doing.
But yeah, all right. Well, I am definitely the creativity department. Coming up with names, coming up with brands, coming up with new sayings on shirts. But guys, she didn't even ask me about this because I would have told her that it was a great idea to do astrology signs. Because I'm a Cancer and I'm big into astrologies.
Yeah, and the baby is supposed to be a Gemini, so I might even buy a Gemini set for the baby. And then one day when the baby's like way older, they could have my own first collection of the Gemini set.
Well, you know what? Like I said, my wife kills me in sales. And, you know, she's just flying right by me. And I'm okay with that, guys. Technically, in the household, I am third place. Or my second. No, third place. Because first it comes.
Soon to be fourth.
Soon to be fourth. Because first place is my wife. Second place is Mosey, the family mascot. And third place is me, and I'm okay. And then soon to be, when the baby arrives, I will be fourth place. And I will be perfectly fine with that, guys.
Yeah, at least you're good with it. You've accepted your rank.
It is what it is, honey.
It is.
You know, it is what it is. Anyways, back to business. I had something to say about a baby situation, and it just flew
right
by.
Well, do you think it's a boy or a girl? Like,
speaking, that's exactly where I wanted to go.
Because I go either way.
I'll be honest with you. I think it's a boy. I know.
Really?
I think it's a boy, but I could be wrong because I feel that.
I think it's because you want a boy.
I do want a boy, but I feel that my mother was playing with my emotions, maybe. Okay, because my mother knows about it, and Lauren's sister knows about it. We sent the emails to them. And every once in a while, my mom will call me.
My mom's going to kill me if she listens to this, yeah. By the way. I just don't want everyone knowing, yeah. Then I'm the last to know.
Yeah.
I'm very emotional.
And my mom will say, I'm so excited. And these little hints get me to thinking like, all right, maybe she's trying to throw me off and it's really a girl. Most of the internet thinks it's a girl, though.
Yeah, a lot of It's Baby Situations IG following says girl. Actually, let's check the poll. Last night, I put up a poll.
Oh, my goodness.
Boy or girl?
It's happening.
Let me see the results.
Oh, my God. It's happening, guys.
60%.
Girl?
60% girl.
Yeah, I knew it.
And then there's that Chinese calendar, which I hear is very accurate.
I heard about that.
We have to go back to that sushi place and ask her for, because she has it printed in
the
place.
The Dragon Lady.
She has it printed there and she'll show it to us. She's shown it to us.
No,
because I Googled it and I found so many calendars, and there's one that'll say boy and there's one that'll say girl. So there's so many versions of it.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't all the same. So I don't know.
Do you have any?
We'll know next week.
All right, fine. Do you have any specific names that you like for a boy and girl?
Of course, but I do that private.
Oh, wife just shut it down.
Yeah, right, no, I do that private. I don't do that before.
Okay.
I wait until
very fair.
Then.
Very fair. Okay. Well, I'm sure our subscribers can hit us up and the fans and let us know if they think it's a boy or a girl. Also, you know, what they think about Jersey Shore Family Vacation and our episode of Here's the Sitch. We may feature you guys. Here is the number one more time.
732-898-0414.
Well, guys, we hope that you are enjoying another new episode of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence. We are so excited that we are back. We are soon to be parents. And we have all this positivity, you know, going on right now. Well, okay, honey. Well, I'm about to go to the gym, guys. And shortly to get my week started.
Which pre-workout do you have?
Today is going to be a pre-workout day. Because I did work out earlier in the morning. I'm going to need that boost. It is BDS Grenade. And I'm going to be doing probably the cherry flavor today.
Cherry?
Mm-hmm. I'm also running out of fun.
I like the watermelon one.
I'm loving the Funfetti protein, though.
I know.
It's killing the game.
Good thing. We might need to get stocked up on that if it's out.
I have another.
Do we even have more?
I have another case in the garage.
Okay.
And we just restocked on the BCAAs.
Because the Funfetti's is legit. But being pregnant, I'm just being pregnant. I'm not taking any of that stuff at the moment. Mm-hmm. But I really loved the Funfetti's pre-pregnancy. It was my favorite thing.
Well, honey, let's see. Let's go to the phoners. We haven't gone to the phoners in a while. And let's see what the fans and the subscribers are thinking of Here's the Sitch and how they're doing in quarantine. See what's happening.
This is Matthew Guasamachi. I'm calling from Scotch Plains, New Jersey. As a recent college graduate who is going into starting the workforce and starting his career, is there any advice that you guys would give anybody, whether it's the class of 2020 or any other class, as we've kind of got hit with COVID at the same exact time, but now we are slapped with, you have to just be ready? That's my first question. My second question is, in terms of elevation and growth and looking for the inches to continuing to being better, what happens when you don't have inches left in a certain area, whether it's fitness or reading or business? How do you continue to look for inches when you think all the inches have already been covered?
Wow, this guy is good. What was his name, honey?
Matthew.
I love your question because it shows that you're working on growth. And that has been, I'm going to answer the second question first because it's just such an awesome question. For many, many years, I always looked for inches. You're always going to find inches. If you can't find it in some of the easier places, which are usually physical, those are some of the places you can easily work on by exercising, you know, before you go to work in the morning. Also, you know, dieting or trying different diets to push yourself, adding in supplementation and vitamins and things like that. Those are some easy places to get inches. When you're working on personal growth, other inches will open up, you know, with family members, with business connections, because people see how hard you're working. Also, consistency is key. So you just, like you said before, you keep searching for those inches and you will find it. So I'm very, very proud of you that you said this, because we've been doing Here's the Sitch for a couple months now. And that's the first question that someone says, you know, about the inches of growth in various areas. And there's so many different areas that you can work between personally, professionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, and also boundaries and balance. If there's any negative relationships in your life, you can also gain some inches by sort of putting up a healthy boundary and staying away from anything toxic or anything negative. And to add to your first question, what advice I would give to anyone that's getting out of college. Obviously, this whole year has been a monster setback for everyone, but you have to have a positive mindset. You know, the comeback is always greater than the setback. If you continually tell yourself these positive affirmations, guess what? You're going to overcome. You're going to be an overcomer. In life, you will either have that mentality of being a victim or being a victor. Okay. I think I read last night that they said that an eagle uses the winds of a storm to go even higher. Mm-hmm. So you have to do that. You know, there are no excuses. You will either find a way or you will find an excuse in life. Okay. We didn't come this far just to come this far. Continue to push, continue to find those inches. And I guarantee it, you will find it. Go that extra mile, because guess what? When you go that extra mile, there's less traffic there.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. My name is Katie. I'm from Washington, D.C., and my question is for Lauren. I was mostly just wondering how you are dealing with people who are constantly, or I just assume constantly, are asking you about when you are starting a family. This is something that, you know, I get asked about all the time. I'm a woman, you know, in my early 30s, you know, been married for a couple years now. And, you know, I get really frustrated and really angry, when people are always asking me about it, because, you know, it's none of anybody's business, but my husband and I, and I know you probably maybe feel similar. But I was just curious, you know, how, I guess you deal with that. Again, it's something that I have been dealing with on a daily basis now for quite a while. And, you know, not to go into like our situation, but, you know, we've had a different, I guess, journey in starting a family than maybe other people have, and, you know, have been met with a little bit of difficulty. But nonetheless, you know, again, I just was wondering how you deal with that question. Love your podcast. Listen to it every week and keep doing what you're doing. You guys really are an inspiration, and especially you, Lauren, just like embody such a strong woman. Especially of someone our age. And yeah, just really love your show. And yeah, thanks so much. Bye.
That was Katie from DC. And I think that's a really important message for women, because I am pregnant right now. But before I was pregnant, I was haunted 24/7 about, when are you going to get pregnant? Why aren't you pregnant? And what's happening, like an expectation for people to know, like, the most intimate details of what your journey is at that moment.
Yeah, they were pretty bad too.
Yeah,
there were even some negative ones that were saying some pretty mean ones.
Oh yeah, like, that doesn't bother me.
Like you guys are, you know, infertile, and we just kept it moving, you know.
So this is a really important question for women, because women get it 24/7, and the way that I've been able to be okay with it is by challenging myself to grow and look at it from a different point of view. So now when someone asks, like, when are you getting pregnant? Are you pregnant soon or anything like that? You have to come from like a non-defensive perception. And it's kind of like the Four Agreements book that I always recommend on this podcast, where it says not to take anything personally and all of that kind of stuff. Because if you take that other perspective and point of view of it, the main reason these people are asking this is because they are sharing the excitement for you and with you. 90% of the time, no one's asking to make you feel bad, to make you feel like there's something wrong with you. Do I think it's rude? Do I think it's out of line? Do I think it's inappropriate? Yes, but I can't change people, and I definitely can't change the majority of the people asking this. So the only thing I can do is challenge myself to look at it from another way so that it's healthier for me on the receiving end of it. And the way I've been able to make it healthy for me to receive that message 24 hours a day is that this amount of people are so excited for when we have that blessing, mm-hmm. and this many people are hopeful and happy for us. And that's amazing. And then once you can really accept that and come to that realization, it won't bother you anymore. And I shared a lot of the stuff that we have gone mm-hmm. through. I haven't shared everything we've gone through. One day I will. Today is not that day, mm-hmm. but I know with each time I share information, the more you're just going to get more and more feedback, good and bad. So that's just the world we live in. But I think that's the best piece of advice for any woman, because no one's going to stop asking you. You just have to challenge yourself to accept that person is excited for you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I totally agree exactly what you said, honey. At the end of the day, you need to understand that people are not like you. Some people don't have the heart, the education, the growth. And most people don't. And you just have to stay in your lane, run your own race. And at the end of the day, you have to think about it. Do I really value these people's opinions? And if you don't, the answer is keep it moving.
Yeah, and you didn't. Yeah, I'm not going to get into everything. I could keep going. I could do like a whole podcast. Yeah,
we could probably do a whole podcast of people calling in. I think Dr. Drew does that, and I'm a big fan of him, because we have just so much life experience when it comes to, you know, facing challenges and overcoming them in a graceful way. So I'm very proud of us.
Hi, my name is Kelly, and I'm from Roland, Arkansas. I was just calling you guys because I am a mother of two. I became pregnant at 16, had my first son at 17, and I had my second son when I was 19. So my body took a toll at a young age, and I was just trying to call you guys and figure out or see what you guys would say. You know, I go to work every day. I come home, I cook, I have to clean, take care of the kids, and I'm just trying to figure out how to balance all of that plus, you know, working out and taking care of my body, because it is hard. So I was just trying to get y'all's opinion on how y'all would do things if you were in my shoes.
Thank you so much for calling. Here's the sitch. How we do as a family is we always try to implement balance and always search for those inches, like that first caller said, always searching. COVID alert. COVID alert. We're always searching for those inches. And also priorities. Priorities are going to help you with that. You know, if you're taking care of your family and things like that, I usually like to get the fitness out of the way early in the morning, or one of my first tasks before work, because then it just sort of sets the tone for the day. Obviously, when you work out, you know, early in the morning or before work, you just feel that much better, that much more relieved, that much more stress-free. And then because of that, you're going to start to eat better as well. And then obviously when you have better choices with food, you're going to also feel better as well. Then you're going to look in the mirror and then you're going to look good and you're going to feel good. And then it's just a domino effect. You're going to get good results. Also, I know everyone else has so much more on their plate, taking care of their families and their kids and cooking dinner. But I feel that once you sort of prioritize yourself, and, you know, first thing in the morning, obviously the best way that you can, your day is just a lot smoother. So try to prioritize things, and also be forgiving too. We're not robots. We're doing the best we can and work towards progress.
Yeah, I think as much as it probably sounds like it's adding another to-do list, a to-do point on your to-do list, which is to take care of yourself and make time for yourself, it'll really help you in taking care of your family and being able to cook and clean and go to work and do all of that with a smile on your face and being appreciative in the moment and grateful if you're taking that extra time, yeah. Whether it's in the morning before work or at night after, you know, your kids go to bed and yep. Maybe instead of watching TV or something, you watch TV on the treadmill yep. Or you do a yoga class virtually mm-hmm. That helps you unwind and start to meditate or take like a hot bath. You have to take care of yourself mm-hmm. Every day.
Unless you're going
to
shut down.
In some different way mm-hmm. Because otherwise you become resentful towards the other people you're putting up ahead of you. And you really need to take care of yourself first before you take care of anyone else.
I totally agree. Exercise and nutrition and meditation are certain, you know, holistic methods. I think the only way to fight stress and depression and anxiety and some other things in life. So you really got to get to that. I mean, I have a quick story that I have a friend that runs a multi-million-dollar business, in New Jersey. And they're actually in Forbes and big shout out to Eat Clean, bro. I was taking my buddy to the gym, for weeks and months and he felt awesome. And he used to prioritize his day and start fitness first. And we used to train together and he said that his day went so much better and he just was more clearer and more focused and able to help run his business. So, there's a quick story for you guys. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to, an all new episode of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and we will see you guys.
Yes, stay safe and stay healthy and we'll see you next week, guys.